Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
This holiday season, be prepared for a sense of wonder and awe as The One, a Christmas experience featuring Christ Tree, lights up Enid, Oklahoma. Presented by Jiffy Trip and Tachyon and co-sponsored by RE/MAX Premier Realty, The One is a 42-day event celebrating the birth of our Savior. It all starts on November 26th as we light up the world's largest fresh-cut Christmas tree during Enid's Light Up the Plains. Go to theoneenid.com.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up on Thursday, December 2nd. The sale will start at 8 a.m. Central Time. And now's the time to be thinking about consigning some cattle for the 2022 Bell Ringer Video Sale, 12th through the 14th of January, in conjunction with Cattlemen's Congress. It'll be happening at Embassy Suites on South Meridian in Oklahoma City. Consignment deadline for the Bell Ringer is December 27th. For more details on these sales, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, today's cattle futures started off on a really good note before selling off. We were down $1.15 on December at $136.95. February live cattle $1.95 lower, and the week is contract at $139.25. So the market went and made new highs for this move early on, and then of course sold off, nearly reaching the lows we saw on Friday. Of course, Friday was an eventful day, a shortened day between Thanksgiving and the weekend, and then of course the equity market just got killed on Friday. But the cattle market stayed relatively strong. But we gave all that back today with a pretty big range as well. Today's feeder cattle futures were down $1.47 in January at $165.67. March is down $1.35 at $166.62. April's $1.25 lower here at $168.62. So the live cattle, feeder cattle, had a reversal today and going to make new lows after making new highs for the move. So kind of disappointing there. Now, the hogs were down 80 in December at 72.40. February, 10 cents lower here at 80.92. The good note is we are near contract highs, within $3 or $4 or $5 in some of those contracts, especially like the spring. We got up just above 170 back in August. But right there, we do need some wheat pasture to get those cattle all the way out through the spring.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Grain futures started the week generally under pressure here. We had corn down 6 to 9.5 cents, the beans down 9 to 11.5 cents, put January down 11.25 at 12.41.5. So it was disappointing. And the lowest close since about mid-November. So that was disappointing there. We're right at the 20 and 50 day moving average. So hopefully we can stay above it for now. The wheats were under pressure in Chicago and Kansas City. Minneapolis, December did come back slightly. It was up 2.75 at 10.42 and three quarters or a quarter. March, though, down 3.25. I think that the wheat markets are, yeah, they're down today, but we need some rain. The crop desperately getting dry out here in the hard red winter wheat belt. And we're also seeing that exports out of Russia continue to go down, partially because the export tariff continues to increase. So that's one major factor. The cotton today was steady here, up 5 in December, down 37 in March. Currently, the Dow Jones bouncing back from Friday's losses. We're up about 290 in the December Dow. December S&P up 66.5. Crude oil futures also gaining some back here, although well off their highs. Right now, they're up about $1 in January at about $69.10. Overall, though, market's trying to rebound from Friday's sell-off.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.